Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, I'm going to welcome you again today. Thank you so much for following the show, because this show is about you, about how you can create financial freedom and cash flow and actually be able to work because you want to, not because you have to, and be able to do that today. Not 40 years or 50,000 years from now, but right now. It's about taking control of your life to have the control and freedom that you desire. And you know what, guys? And I'm so appreciative of you guys sharing the show, spreading the word, allowing me to serve you and serve others as well. It's been awesome. I love those of you that reached out to me. Please keep doing so, you know, especially if you've got questions, whether it be about your situation or even if you want a show topic, shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com. So today I want to talk kind of a part two to go along with a conversation about what we did last month when I talked about life insurance. We talked about how to kind of create your own, you know, your own infinite banking type of situation and how to really be able to get your money working in two places at once. And I was at a dental conference this last weekend, and while I was there, you know, I got a lot of questions from dentists, because obviously this is something that's become very popular, especially those that are starting to look in the alternative investing space. They're starting to hear more and more about, wait, this could actually be a better tool than my own 401k that I've been using, right? Because, I mean, hey, think about it. I mean, you don't have to wait till you're 59 and a half. You can access the cash, and at least the way I create it, you can access the cash the next week after you get the money in there. You know, there's lots of cool things to you can do. There's, it's tax-free. It's well legally protected. You know, it's, I mean, and you earn better interest than your savings account, and you can use it the same way. But, you know, I got other questions for people too about, like, well, how else can you use it, right? And I've used different examples. I've talked about how people can leverage it to buy buildings, you know, like be able to buy certain things, you know, letting the bank put a lien against it versus the insurance company, and getting awesome terms on loans. You know, I've talked about, you know, obviously we've had, you know, when we had Kevin Nichols on, we talked about life settlements, where we can invest in other people's life insurance. But the thing is, that's true, is that you can also sell your policy like it's life insurance too. So even if you're in your 80s or 90s, you're like, I'm out of money. Well, I got this insurance policy. Cool, I'll sell it. You know, all or part of that death benefit to sell it off. And in a lot of cases of my clients, we try to get multiple policies so you can sell off one of them and leave the other ones to your family if you choose. But there's another way too. And this applies even if you don't have any family. And so I'm going to give you an example of a client that I had. This is about 6 years ago or so. This client, she was 65 years old. She was a chiropractor. You know, she ended up, you know, inheriting about $2 million from her father. So she had all this money. Now, this lady was awesome. I mean, like, she was in just absolutely great health for a 65-year-old. Had that long, flowing gray hair. I mean, you'd swear, like, you know, I mean, she looked like the perfect hippie, right? I mean, just amazingly sweet lady. Awesome at what she does. People raved about her, and she loved her work. She didn't really want to retire. She wanted to work as long as she felt like she was able to. And so we talked about different options, because she's like, okay, Chris, like, what do I do with this money? How do we make it work? And by the way, we didn't talk about anything with alternative investments with her. It was purely just about preserving the cash that she had, right? And so I talked about, okay, well, there's different things we can do here. And so we talked about using life insurance. And she's like, Chris, I don't have any kids. I'm not married. I don't need any life insurance. I said, yeah, but it gives you a permission slip to spend money while you're alive. Because you know that money's coming in, you can spend money differently. In fact, you can spend down all of your assets while you're alive, not have to worry about living on the interest, like every financial advisor teaches you to do, right? Or live on less than the interest, depending on how much interest you're earning, right? And so we did that. And so she ended up getting a policy. You know, this is, I'd referred it to one of my contacts to write the policy for her. She got the policy. It was a $1 million life insurance policy. And then about a month later after she got it, it was about $13,000 a year was a premium, right? So just a basic policy. We weren't even stuffing in cash. So the whole strategy I taught a month ago didn't even apply here. We were just purely getting a death benefit. We knew that term would be too expensive within a matter of 10 years. So we went for the whole life policy because it'd be cheaper. So she's paying about $13,000 a year for the premium. But after about a month, she's like, wait, what did I just do? And so without even notifying me, she goes and cancels the policy. So the next time we get on the phone together, she's like, yeah, I just got rid of it because I don't need the life insurance. It's just $13,000 a year I'm paying for nothing. And I said, well, then we're going to have to change your strategy. We're going to have to go the old traditional advisor route. And so I brought up the numbers with her, and I'm going to do the same with you too. So I said, all right, well, here's the numbers. I said, if we go off of the traditional financial planning. Now, many financial planners, even today, are still saying 4%, like live on 4% of your money. The thing is, if you're worried about inflation, that's not a good number because most of their conservative funds aren't returning that well. Plus, you have inflation involved. You're probably going to need to live on more like 2 to 3%. And you'll hear some advisors that are more astute to that. We'll talk about that. Now, think about this. She had $2 million, 2 to 3%. Right? That's between $40,000 and $60,000. So let's just go right in the middle. Let's say 2.5%. That's $50,000 a year, right, that she can live on. Now, here's a cool thing. She only needed about $50,000, $60,000 a year to live on anyways. And she was working and making just that after, you know, all the expenses in her practice and everything. So she was working just enough to make her ends meet. She didn't need the cash. But if anything were to happen, she didn't have, like, disability insurance or anything else to be able to help her out, plus even if she had disability insurance, it would only last for a couple years anyways because she's already 65, right? So we say, all right, cool. Well, if you live on $50,000 a year, that's not bad until inflation kicks in. You know, now, if you have to slow down what you're doing with your practice, you have to stop working altogether, you're going to start eating into your cash here pretty soon because inflation alone is going to require you to do it, especially where she lives. Now, knowing this, flash forwarding 6 years, inflation's definitely hit bigger than it was back then. I'm sure she probably has to live on at least $70,000 a year right now, at least. So anyways, $50,000 a year would not last her really well in that kind of plan. And so she would have to find something to supplement her income. I said, but if you have the life insurance, yes, it will cost you $13,000. We'll take that number out in a second. But here's the difference, is that with her, it's like you can now spend down principal and interest with your IRAs. You don't have to worry about living on less than the interest only to try to hedge for inflation. You can just start pulling it all out now. So I said, even if you start retiring today, which she doesn't need to, but just using the same example, right? She starts retiring right now. Well, guess what? She can pull off principal interest. And I said, let's do that over the next 25 years. So I basically just used a mortgage calculator, ran it at just making 4%. We're not even talking about anything with the life insurance. We're just talking about the IRA money, right? So say the IRA money, you know, doing conservatively is about 4%, which isn't too far off probably what her IRA has been doing. 4% a year. Now it's paying 4% a year, but she's pulling out more than the interest. She could actually pull out about almost $10,600 a month. $10,600 a month. So that right there, that's over like $127,000 a year she could pull out for the next 25 years, spend all of her money. Now, the cool thing is, too, she also had her house, which was paid off. Because she's got the life insurance, if she doesn't want to leave behind any debt, which, by the way, under the current rules, there's not really any obligation to pay it back, she could actually go and have her house. She could do a reverse mortgage on the house, because if you're at least 62 years old, you can actually get a reverse mortgage from the bank where the bank pays you every month or a lump sum. You can do it a monthly type of cash flow where the bank will pay you every month for your house. So in her case, we did the calculations, she would have received about $2,300 a month from that reverse mortgage. So right there, now we're already getting over like $27,000 or so. So in total, right, before we take out the cost here, you know, you start to add this all together, you're like, okay, that's actually pretty cool. That's almost $13,000 a month, right? Now you take out about the $13,000 a year, or about a little over $1,000 a month, now she's left with about $12,000 a month, or just under that. So even conservatively speaking, it's just over $140,000 a year. So I asked her, I said, hey, so here's your choice. You can buy the life insurance, And even after the insurance costs, you net $140,000 a year, or you can just live on the $50,000 that you get normally that every financial planner would tell you to do. So what would be better, $50,000 or $140,000? And obviously, she's like, well, $140,000 obviously is better. I'm like, yeah, and you don't even need the money yet. And so I said, that's perfect. And by the way, I think she'll live to at least 90 years old. She's that kind of health. I mean, barring anything crazy that could happen, she'll probably live that long anyways. And so she needs that money to stretch out. And so I told her, like, yeah, this is why it makes sense. And this is not even including the fact that she'll have hundreds of thousands of dollars saved up by that time in 25 years anyways. So when she does hit 90, let's just say she used up all of her money and she's still alive, which we expect could probably be the case. Okay, well, no problem. She's got the cash value she can start drawing from there. There's several hundred thousand in there built up over the 25 years. Or she could just, you know, pretty much she could just end up saying, all right, I'm done. And by the way, she can also do a paid up policy. She can at any point say, I'm going to stop paying that $13,000 a year. They'll lower the death benefit anyways, right? But again, still, regardless, she could sell off her death benefit. She can use all the cash value. She could do a combination of the two. There's so many options for her. You know, and that's the cool thing. That's what's so awesome about this, is that she had no real, you know, nobody really to pass this on to. By the way, she did put a niece and a nephew on as beneficiaries for a little bit of that death benefit. She said, you know what? These are my favorite nieces and nephews because I only have two. So she did put them on. But for the most part, she didn't really care about the death benefit. It's what it got her to spend today. It's what it got her to access the cash now. So guys, even without the cash value, the cool thing is that death benefit alone, knowing that it's going to be there, allows you to spend money differently while you're alive. And that is one of the cool, powerful things about it. Now, granted, when I'm doing the whole, you know, stuffing cash in, we might do a minimal death benefit. And for some of you, you might say, that's cool. And for others of you, you might say, you know what? I might want more death benefit. Cool. Well, maybe we do both. Maybe we get a convertible term policy, and then we also get, you know, a whole life policy you can start doing a whole banking policy from, right? And creating some awesome, you know, supercharged savings from that. So that's the thing, that there's so many cool options with that. But I want to give you that example because, you know, even when I thought this was cool, when I heard about infinite banking and taking years to accumulate cash value, it was when I finally understood the power of the death benefit too, that death benefit allows me to spend more money now. Heck, it means that especially if you start building an estate, which I hope all of you are hoping to do, where you start becoming a multimillionaire, right? I mean, this is why I teach you guys, because we want you to actually create millions with this. And if you do, the likelihood is you're probably going to have an estate tax problem, and you're going to need something to pay off the tax bills at death. Guess what? You got the life insurance to do that for you. All the rest of your assets can keep cash flowing, keep paying your family, keep paying you, your estate or whatever. You know, keep paying the charities that you love. You name it. It gives you that power and control to do whatever. Not to mention, I mean, you get tax shelter and you get this liability shelter from creditors and lawsuits. I mean, how cool is that, right? So anyways, I mean, again, this is not for everybody. I've had a few people I've said, you know, you're about 70 years old. You could do it, but you don't have to do it. Like, you've already got some insurance in place. Eh, you know, the whole strategy of banking it may not make as much sense. But you know what might make sense? It is having that death benefit that gives you that permission slip to spend down your assets while you're alive. That's where life insurance becomes life insurance, not death insurance. So I want you to kind of think about that and kind of mull it over as you start to look at your own situation and consider that. And by the way, same thing is true. Like, people keep asking, like, wait, do you actually do this? Yes, I actually do. This is the thing I was keeping secret from you guys. And I was doing kind of on the side, you know, just for specific, you know, very small groups. But that's something I'm actually extending to you guys as well. If that's something you say, hey, this is something that I think I might need or my family might need, cool. You know, whether we're doing this on you, your spouse, your kids, grandkids, whatever, you know, let me know. Ask me questions for whatever questions you have. You can shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com. But guys, the whole purpose of this is educate you and train you to know that you can expand beyond where you are. By the way, the worst time to buy this kind of life insurance is when you are in your 70s and the estate attorney says you need life insurance now because you got this big estate, you got to pay your taxes. So you'd rather buy it when it's cheaper, you know? So in any case, hey, I hope you enjoyed this show. Again, thank you so much for sharing this with your friends, family, and whoever else that I know that you've been guys have been sharing this with. I love serving you, and I'm going to keep doing so. So email me with other topics you want to hear on this show. And everybody, you have a wonderful and prosperous week.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.